It is the first confirmed measles death in the U.S. in a decade. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 86 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 33 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-606-4110. 800-606-4110. Again, that's 800-606-4110.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Jill Powell with the latest headlines for the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Concerns are circulating in Maryland about a potential measles outbreak following an increase of cases in Texas and New Mexico. No cases have popped up so far, but doctors are raising the alarm. One state health official says measles is one of the most contagious infectious diseases we know about. Doctors are particularly concerned about spring break travel. More than 95% of Marylanders are vaccinated, but doctors warn measles spreads quickly and travelers may not know they've been exposed. Howard County is taking steps to address crime and ensure community safety following recent violent incidents in Columbia. The police department has a new unit assigned strictly to strengthen security at and around the mall in Columbia. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be speaking at Windsor Hills Elementary School for a C1AA event today. The mayor will be joined by the president and CEO of the Samaritan's Feet humanitarian organization. Starting on sports in the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Caps were in action last night in D.C., hosting the Blues and trailing 2-1 late in the second.
McMichael challenged by Kyrou and Sundquist. Nice stick handling. Fires! He scores! A magnificent individual effort.
Joe B. with the call on Monumental. Goal number 21 on the year for Connor McMichael. But St. Louis wanted it more last night and gave Washington the Blues. 5-2 was the final. Tomorrow, Maryland tries to put the Michigan State loss in the rearview mirror, traveling to Penn State for a noon tilt. Head coach Kevin Willard says there's no time to waste in the Big Ten.
Friday, we got to get ready for Penn State and get back on the road. I mean, it's life in conference play. You don't really have that much time to really feel sorry for yourselves. We got to get back and still got three big games left.
Top four finishers get a double bye in the Big Ten. Maryland tied with UCLA for the number four slot right now, but they've got the tiebreaker, having beaten the Bruins earlier in the year. And finally, big news for Baltimore. The Washington Mystics announcing yesterday that two of their 2025 home games will be held at CFG Bank Arena downtown, with both featuring superstar Caitlin Clark. In addition to the games in Baltimore on May 28th and September 7th, Mystics also announcing two games at Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax, Virginia, including a July 8th game against Randallstown native Angel Reese. Coming up in 30 minutes, an injury update on the O's. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
And now here is the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
What a good-looking weekend to spend some time outside, especially today and tomorrow with the temperatures on the milder side. A few clouds today, 56. Tomorrow, breezy, 57. Sunday's a bit chilly, though, 40, the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 45 degrees in Baltimore, 46 in Glen Burnie, and 44 in Columbia. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, it's the weekend. Do you have any weekend plans? Do you have any? You know what? Actually, I have weekend plans. Thanks to Olivia's dad, believe it or not, we are going to go see The Lion King at the Hippodrome. So Olivia is very excited. Our tickets are for Sunday, and she's already trying to figure out how we can match one another. Because she loves that. I don't know, you guys listening, if you have kids, you probably remember the age 8. And at 8, they want to be just like you, right? It's so cute. So she wants us to match. She has this like little jumpsuit. It looks like a career jumpsuit. I don't know how I was able to find career wear for kids. But there is a website online. And so we do. We have matching jumpsuits. So we'll probably wear our jumpsuits to the Hippodrome. So hopefully it's a lot of fun. And we're excited. We're excited to go. We are. We're excited to support. But hopefully you guys have good weekend plans coming up as well. I did look in because I felt my heart, it was heavy on my heart when Gil just called and said that it was not the plant at all that was causing the pollution in Curtis Bay. Because I wanted to go back and look and I'm like, did I get it wrong? Because now I feel bad. But I guess a lot of this occurred when they had that explosion over there. And then Johns Hopkins went in with a team and did a study. And, of course, there's coal particles as they're shipping coal in and out. But there are some issues there with the plant as of recently, I guess, within the last 5 or 6 years. And so, I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, wow, am I losing my mind? Because I could be losing my mind. Also, real quick before we move on, because we have some text messages that were coming in. If you haven't already, download the WCBM app. It's free in the App Store. And you can text right here live in studio. We were talking about the budget. We were talking about people moving, you know, out of the state of Maryland because obviously things are going up in price this year. And you know what? And that's what I just want to tell people. Just brace yourself. No matter what the legislators do, because they're not going to do a whole lot, to put a lid on the proposed budget from Governor Wes Moore. Just understand that you are going to be paying more here in the state of Maryland this year. You really are. Even if we get some relief on the federal side because of what the Trump administration's doing, it's unfortunate, but we're probably not going to feel it here in Maryland. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the truth because of, you know, the position that these Democrat policies have got us into. I have noticed, again, as always, when I talk about the Democrats in Annapolis and what a terrible job they're doing, you know, my friends that like to debate me about the issues on the show, which I love, by the way, I love you all. But they never call in when we have this discussion because I don't think they really have anything to say or any place to stand. Because it really, a lot of this is all self-inflicted because of all these pet projects from Democrats over the past decade. And a lot of people will say, well, Governor Hogan, he was in there and, you know, his da da da. Remember, you had the Democrat legislators that were overriding Governor Hogan at every turn. Okay, that's how this works, right? So they have the supermajority. So there are many times where Governor Hogan was saying, all right, let's save money on this, let's do this, let's do that. And then you have the Democrat supermajority saying, no, that's not what we're going to do. And so they would override what he was putting forth. And so our legislators could override what Wes Moore is putting forth, but they're not going to. They're all in the same party. Let's see. Steve in the text line says, Cam, I was in business for over 40 years in Baltimore. I was interviewed for an online business magazine, and the final question was, would I do anything differently? My answer was, I would not do it in Maryland. In anticipation of my retirement, I have been looking to retire elsewhere for several years. My answer to where is to retire is basically not in Maryland. This state makes doing business here unnecessarily expensive, as it has been doing for retirees for the last decade. Steve, you know what? I'm sorry you're going through that, and I appreciate you bringing that up. Because remember, Governor Hogan proposed ideas to make things not so complicated or put a burden on those that have retired and those that are on a fixed income. And you know who shot him down? The Democrats in Annapolis. Because they had ideas for those tax dollars. So look, I'm not a Governor Hogan fan by any stretch of the imagination. But he was trying to be fiscally conservative in the state house, and Democrats weren't having it. And so, you know, some people don't want to be honest with this conversation, and that's a bit frustrating. That is a bit frustrating. I have other texts here. Let's see. I've got a text here says from Paul. He says, hey, Cam, listen every day. I live in Virginia, but my wife and I operate a business in California, Maryland. We completely support paying down and hopefully off of our national debt. No matter what you believe in, bringing up the value of everyone's dollar is everyone's best interest. Thank you for what you do by intelligently speaking out. Do not give up on the idea of running for office or starting a show on Fox News. Yeah, no, Fox News, I think that ship has sailed. They don't they don't call people like me in anymore. I keep it a little too real, I think. let's see. I got a text here from Firefighter John. He says, we have already seen a huge hit by our house. Assessment skyrocketing, jacking up property taxes. I would like to know where all the money from the cannabis dispensaries, the lottery, the sports betting, the casinos, etc. is being spent. I think there needs to be a massive audit of the Maryland state government. And like you all said, hiring 3,000 more people knowing we're facing this budget deficit is despicable. Maryland is a sinking ship. Call us the Titanic, and we've already hit the iceberg. Again, Firefighter John, as always, John, thank you for your service. And you're not wrong on that. You're not wrong at all. I see Ron texted in. He says, there are two cross-filled bills to reduce the Maryland residency period to 3 months from 6 months. If that change passes, you will see a faster exodus of snowbirds to Florida, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Yeah, no, you are going to see that. Ron, you're right about that. People are going to leave. People are going to leave. Now that you have all of these federal workers that are being laid off, and we'll get into that in the next hour, they're not staying. And it doesn't even matter. At this point, it doesn't matter what color they are, but I understand what you're saying there. Because I said before, you know, we always have this conversation about white flight and all this other stuff. And even though I wasn't there for that, when I really take a look at big picture-wise, you know, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. If you're living in a city where they're sending all of the career opportunities overseas or they're sending them to other states, they're raising your property taxes, the schools are getting worse, right? Just crime is going up. You know, things like that. Why would you stay, right? Other people are leaving. You have all these vacant houses. You know, they're abandoning them in certain communities. Now you're looking around at your neighbors and your block. You're like, wow, you know, well, there's only five houses that are actually occupied on this block. If you could move, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? But when you go back in history, they'll say, oh, it's because black people were moving in. So white people said, I'm moving out. I just don't quite see it that way. And knowing what I know now about the fact that we push this conversation about race and politics at every single turn, you know how we separate, church and state? I would love for us to separate race and state. I would love, if there was ever a time when we could stop talking about skin color, I think we could finally get past all of this nonsense, because that's the distracting part to me. Right? I mean, and this is something I've talked about before. When you have people that run for office, especially, you know, we'll say black Democrats that run for office, they want to talk about prison reform. They're talking about reparations. They're talking about all these little things. And meanwhile, in my friend group, right? In my friend group, a lot of people were talking about business loans. They're talking about rental properties. You know, all these other things that most people are talking about in general. And it doesn't matter what color skin they have. It really doesn't matter. And that's why I don't understand why so many people in my community, right, in the Black community, they're like, oh, well, you know, we want to vote for somebody that will finally get reparations done. Why? For what? What do you mean? Like, you want something to, somebody to get reparations done? Do you know how high inflation would go if we actually passed through with reparations? Do you think that you would actually see something like that and say, oh, wow, what a relief? Do you think you're getting 40 acres and a mule? Is that what you really? You know, that's a pipe dream right there. That's wild to think that. And that's not going to do anything but screw up our economy even more. At this point, it's basic math that people don't want to do. They want to be blinded by, you know, all these other distractions. I don't get it. I don't really get it. Anyways, I wanted to talk about the Epstein files. When I got home yesterday, in my mind, I thought we're going to have this great conversation today because the Epstein files are going to be dropped. We're going to see a list of names that were involved and all of this disgusting pedophile activity. And we were going to talk about who was involved, how this went under the radar for so long, you know, all the ins and outs of this, because we were told by Pam Bondi, our new attorney general, that she was dropping the Epstein files. Now, that didn't actually happen. What we saw yesterday was the biggest chaotic moment I think I have ever seen from the Trump administration. And I don't know where to place the blame. I really don't know. All right. I don't know. I stayed up to follow it closely. DC Drano, I don't know if you guys know him, but he's a conservative influencer. He was at the White House yesterday with I guess it was 14 other conservative influencers. Here's where I'll start with this. Pam Bundy said she was going to drop the Epstein files. For some reason, not because of the Epstein files, but some reason, there were influencers in the Republican Party that you see often on X or other social media platforms that have very large followings. They were at the White House. According to Scott Pressler, which many of you guys know Scott Pressler, he does a voter registration. According to Scott, they were all there for a meeting with President Trump and J.D. Vance. And they were being basically honored, you know, not, they didn't get an award or a plaque or anything, but, you know, it was basically like this reward for them to meet J.D. Vance and Trump and be at the White House and be in the Oval Office and take pictures because of all the work that they did on social media to really help get Trump reelected. Okay. So you had all of these people here. You had Liz Wheeler. She's a podcaster. You had, like I said, DC Drano, Nick Frides out of Virginia. He did a ton of videos during the election cycle. He was there. You had Colin Rugg. He was there. He's got millions on X. So you had all of these influencers that were there. Okay. According to DC Drano, and he posted a video last night on his X feed, it's about 15 minutes long if you want to take a look at it. DC Drano and others said that they were there and they had no idea that they were going to meet Pam Bondi, the new AG, and Kash Patel, the new FBI director. According to many of them, they had no idea. Not only were they not going to meet them, but they were going to have a conversation with them and talk to them about the Epstein files. So as they're sitting there, according to DC Drano, Pam Bondi and Kash Patel walk into the meeting, into the room that they had. They were right there in the West Wing having a conference. And they walk in with these binders. And on the outside of the binders, it says Epstein files classified information. Pam Bondi and her staff, according to DC Drano, then passed out all these binders to the 14 or so influencers that were in the room. And they sat there, and that's when Kash Patel and Pam Bondi said, hey, guys, we are dropping all of the files today, and we wanted you to just have the files in your possession. This is from DC Drano, okay? Now, the night previous, right, before that, you have Pam Bondi go on Jesse Waters on Fox News and tell the entire world that she was going to drop the Epstein files yesterday. So we were all patiently waiting. Well, when those influencers left that meeting, according to DC Drano, They took some more pictures, and then they went out the side door, out of one of the side doors there that's connected to the West Wing. They did this, according to DC Drano, because you had the UK Prime Minister that was also there yesterday to meet with President Trump. So they kind of wanted to get them out of the side door so that they didn't go in front of the press that was sitting right out front with the Prime Minister. So they went out the side door. They have the binders in their hand. And then they see all of the press as they're coming out of the side. DC Drano lives on TikTok or something. Shia is her name. She has a big account. Liz Wheeler, Scott Pressler, all these individuals, even Chad Prather was there. They all had their binders and they held them up for the cameras. The press began taking their pictures. Okay. Now these pictures went online immediately. Then, to kind of get in front of the press pictures, you had DC Drano, Liz Wheeler, and all those people that were there. They took their own pictures with the binder as they're posing, cheesing, and smiling with the binders that said Epstein Files on it. So now, there's many of us online that are completely confused because we were told all this information was going to drop to the public. When we get back, I will explain what happened after that because, as I mentioned, it was pure chaos.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. We recently passed Abraham Lincoln's 216th birthday. I often wonder what President Lincoln would think about the state of our nation today. It can be argued that it's as divided now as it was when he was in the Oval Office. When asked during the Civil War if he thought the country would survive, Lincoln said, "I do not doubt that our nation will finally come through safe and undivided, but I do not rely on the patriotism of our people, the bravery of the boys in uniform, or the skill of our generals. But the God of our fathers, who raised up this land, will not let it perish now. I may not live to see it," Lincoln said, "but God will bring us through safe." Abraham Lincoln was right on both counts. God brought us through, and he did not live to see it. My prayer today is that God would continue to be merciful to America and bring us through once again. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HDTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Democrats, stop telling me. I mean, everywhere I go, oh, he's such a good man. He's so compassionate. He's such a decent man. He's so honorable. He's a man of integrity, a man of character. No, he's not. People with integrity and men of character don't put other countries first and ignore their fellow Americans who are in need, in desperate need. And, of course, they all do the obligatory trip down in North Carolina. Then they go ignore.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the Epstein Files, and I know we're going to get to the phone lines here soon. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. But just, continuing the story in case you guys weren't there online yesterday, as we waited for the AG, Pam Bondi, to drop the files online or even hold a press conference, which never happened. So she gave these binders to influencers that were at the White House for a separate meeting. The influencers went outside with the binders that read Epstein Files Classified Information. As they were walking out the door, they held it up for the press. They took pictures, all this jazz. And, of course, there were many people online, like myself and others, that were very confused on what was going on. So, of course, I asked DC Dreidel under his picture. I said, okay, are these the actual files? Are we going to wait for you guys to upload it? You know, what is actually going on? We then find out that in the binders was old information that had already been made public, and there was nothing new in the binders. So, of course, then we were very confused. Now, there were a lot of people getting mad. There were fights going on back and forth between Laura Loomer and so many others, because it looked like on the outside that there was some gatekeeping going on, and that only a select few was able to be privy to those records, and we had to wait for them to post it. So there was a ton of arguing. It went on for 4 hours. I'm watching it like, this is ridiculous. So it went on for about 4 hours, everybody going back and forth at each other's necks. And then finally, as I'm watching, I saw where Representative Ana Paulina Luna made a post. Now, I took her post and I put it on all of my platforms, right? Instagram, Facebook, and it was already on X. She says this: I nor the task force were given or reviewed the Epstein documents being released today. Of course, that was yesterday. She says a New York Post story just revealed that the documents will simply be Epstein's phone book. This is not what we or the American people asked for. Get us the information we asked for instead of leaking old info to the press. And that's exactly what happened. Well, we then find out from Pam Bondi, because she writes this letter to Kash Patel, which was very odd because, again, they're the ones that were together passing out the binders for this. She writes this letter to Kash Patel. They make it public, saying that there are agents within the South District, New York, FBI office that was withholding some information for the Epstein files. Now, again, she was on Jesse Waters the night before saying that she saw the files and what she read will make you sick to your stomach. That's what she said. Meanwhile, that had to have been a lie. She also said the files were right on her desk, but a whistleblower called her from a New York office and said, no, they're not all on your desk because they're here in New York with the FBI and they're trying to shred them and get rid of them. When I tell you this was a chaotic mess online to try to follow, it was chaotic. So Pam Bondi then made a statement, and said that she didn't have all the files and she believed that she could get them all today by February 28th, this morning around 8 a.m. The problem is it's 10:29 and there's still no sign of Epstein file. Like, here's what I think happened. I think Pam Bondi promised something she couldn't deliver. Then the day came where she was supposed to deliver. She panicked and said, all right, let's give these influencers these binders. It'll look like we are somewhat delivering and that will hopefully buy us some more time. That's what I think happened. I think those influencers were used. Like I said, they were there for another meeting. Well, anyways, if you could imagine, people hate these influencers now online. They hate them because they feel like they misled everybody. It really is a lot of drama. We get back, you can weigh in on this. Got more information on it as well. 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump set to sign an executive order designating English the official language of the United States. It will allow government agencies and organizations that get federal funds to choose whether to continue to offer documents and services in languages other than English. The president sees it as a win-win for the U.S. and Ukraine. During his visit to the White House today, Ukraine's president expected to sign an agreement granting the U.S. mining and development rights to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. And while ruling that the Trump administration's firing of probationary federal workers was probably illegal, a San Francisco federal judge has not ordered reinstatement of the thousands who were let go, nor has the judge blocked future firings. On Wall Street, the Dow is trading about 86 points higher. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 131. This is SRN News.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Here's a comment from Orioles skipper Brandon Hyde last week regarding the Orioles using a little small ball more often in 2025.
I'd like to see us bunt for a hit a little bit more. I'd like to see us run a little bit more this year also. So a lot of it's personnel driven as well, but I would like to see us definitely run more.
But not yesterday, as the mashers were on display. Tyler O'Neill hit one clean out of the park, a three-run shot. Ramon Urias followed O'Neill with a two-run shot. And the young phenom Sam Bisaio rocked one off the scoreboard, a solo blast. As the O's blasted past the Blue Jays, 11-8 was the final. Injury update, Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberger day-to-day. But then again, aren't we all? Birds and Twins in Fort Myers today. Zach Eflin takes the hill at 105. NFL salary cap set at $279.2 million this coming season, an increase of just under 10% year over year. Under that number, the Ravens have $12.2 million in cap space. Monday, General Manager Eric DaCosta was asked how much of a help that is.
Any additional money we can get is very helpful. It still doesn't mean that we're going to break the bank and free agency. We're still going to be going after those veteran minimum guys, which, you know, Joyce Koukinas and Mark Acevedo do a great job finding those type of players.
Coming up in 30 minutes, David Rubenstein talks salary cap. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Cold front over the Great Lakes heads our way, drops these temperatures back to a little bit of winter's chill by the end of the weekend. First part of the weekend, still mild. Sunny, a few clouds today, 56. Low to mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, 57. Then Sunday, sunny and much colder, 40 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, so we are talking about the FCA file drop that never actually happened. I know. They posted information that we already have. And I wouldn't, look, honestly, if Pam Bondi, our AG, if she would have just came forward and say, I don't have access to all the files right now, so I will just wait until I have access. Yeah, people would have been hemming and hawing, but I think people would have understood. Instead, she handed out these binders to influencers that had no idea they were receiving them. And it said Epstein files, you know, phase one, because apparently she was going to do it in different phases and making it all dramatic and theatrical. The whole thing was a mess. It was a mess. And she knew when she gave those binders to those influencers that it was just the information we already had. She already knew that. And I know there's some people that, you know, want to give her grace. So I can understand that. You want to be nice, right? But at the same time, she deceived a lot of people yesterday. She knowingly deceived people. She knew she didn't have all the files, yet she handed out those binders as if she did. I've got Rob and Dundalk. Rob, first of all, thank you so much for your patience. You wanted to weigh in on the Epstein files?
Yes, thanks, Kimberly.
Yeah, what I was thinking of was it was kind of like too much. It's too much on like everybody. I'm sorry, I got mixed up. I'm a little bit nervous. Yeah, I think the Bondi thing was they're getting too much expectation. You know, I think everybody's worked too hard. It's like 1 month into this, and everybody's expecting them to do so much. I'm promoting like a day of for all the workers to have one night off, for a PGA day or something like that, to where they can get rest, you know, because I think all of them are getting wore out, you know, because Trump only needs 3 hours of sleep. And I was talking to somebody earlier, we got a war to fight here still, you know, we got the caliphate and everybody, you know, there's so much stuff going wrong in the big picture, you know, you're taking out the elite. I mean, they're trying to get everybody to divide it. If we're all divided and to pews, you know, oh my goodness, there's a lot bigger picture out there. But yeah, that's something that's it's probably so vulgar nobody'd want to hear it, but then they could sue people, you know, they probably could sue them and they'd be tied up in court. I mean, we don't need that. You know, the people that want to cause more trouble, you know. Oh, well, they're going to sue you over maybe she gave out too much information, you know, and it could be, I just think they could slow down. You know, I understand what you're saying, though. Yeah, she shouldn't have said it, but I think she, too, has worked really hard. They all want to work hard, I know, but Trump, it's been 1 month, and he's changing the whole world. And in 1 month, you know, it's like, so I just feel bad. I just think they're all just overworked. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Scenes, we don't even know about that. We know what's going on. I mean, there's so much hatred. And look at what they did in Israel and stuff. These people are Satanists. It's like, people don't need to see that. We need to stop. We need to beat the people first. Stop the madness, you know, that our money sent around the world. Omar got caught sending money to her brother, I guess, whoever over there in
Somalia.
Omar. Sent it to terrorists, straight up terrorists. And they caught her speaking Somali to these people, her own, I think the president, and she said she's over here fighting. It's just terrible. I'm saying we got big problems, and it's got all jacked up, and I thought, I didn't want to see it. It just got me hurt. It made me sad a little bit to see everybody. I even seen Ed Henry on here this morning saying, oh, man, you know, Pam Bondi, she needs to pick it up. In 1 month, she's, oh, my goodness. They're going to lose their fight, drive or something, you know, maybe I'm thinking, you know, it's like, now you can't push pressure on them this hard. God dang. You know, people have been fighting for all this for our whole lives. You know, they're going to do it all, everything we ever wanted to know in 1 month. Come on.
Rob, I agree with you. I guess my thing is that if she knew she didn't have it and it was too much pressure, why didn't she just say that? Like, why go on Jesse Waters the night before and say that she read stuff that will make you sick to your stomach and she's going to be dropping everything? I think that's where it's kind of misleading, is she said the night before that there was this huge drop coming.
What was her answer for that? Did she answer for that? Like, was there some other?
No, so I don't think she's made a statement since people now have been asking about that. I don't think she said anything yet. The only thing we've heard so far is that there's those files that are in New York, and she plans to get those today. That's all we've heard so far.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. I didn't keep up with that much with all the influencers coming in. I didn't know that, but it's like, you know, it's going to be mistakes. We all got to work as a team. You know, they got to say, okay, you know, maybe they will. You know, it was like, okay, we can't all be famous all at the same time. Blah, blah, we got a world to save. But
right,
yeah,
right.
Maybe she, but I don't want her to lose spirit. But yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. There's a point there where she shouldn't have said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rob, thank you so much. And I agree with you, Pam. You know, they do. They have a lot of work ahead of them. And it's okay to take a deep breath and, you know, get your stuff organized and get it together. I agree. Rob, I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah, real quick, though. Yeah, Moore's terrible. Yeah, he's the worst.
Oh, Governor Moore.
Okay.
He is the worst. Yeah.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Okay. Thanks, Rob. Yeah. And I agree with Rob. There are things moving, you know, very quickly. And I get that, you know, Elon Musk and Trump, they move pretty quick. You know, they're not used to being in government. And I think that's why you're getting so much of a huge pushback from the federal workers and all that other stuff. It's because, you know, usually the bureaucrats and how this usually works is, you know, it takes time and there's a lot of red tape and so all this kind of stuff. But they're trying to show that government can be efficient and can move quickly, like as if it's in the private sector. I got Rick in Lutherville. Rick, you wanted to weigh in on the Epstein files?
I sort of like have a question. So suppose a Jeffrey Epstein type had this yacht, and he was in international waters in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and, you know, there was, like, pedophile action on the yacht. Is that illegal? Whose jurisdiction would that be under?
You know, that's a good question, Rick. I don't know. And I would think that they would ask that question, you know, even while they were on these flights. I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good one.
You know, what I'm getting at is, and I'm not defending this at all, I'm just thinking maybe where some of this pedophile action took place wasn't even under the, it might have been legal where it took place. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not defending it.
Right.
I'm just putting that out there.
Right. No, that's a good point there. Thank you so much, Rick. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You know, I don't know the answer to that. Here's what Matt Walsh said this morning. He said, look, I don't know about you guys, but I don't think we're ever going to get this information. And Gino, I got your text here in the text line. You said they did drop, Greta dropped the first four names right at the end of her show on Newsmax yesterday. Michael Jackson, Alex Baldwin, Prince Andrew, and RFK Jr.'s mother. So Gino, I know what you're saying there. But unfortunately, what we have, this list, they're just individuals that were traveling and in the phone book of Jeffrey Epstein. So we don't know if any of those people actually committed any crimes. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what's so hard about, you know, this conversation. We, as far as public information, we saw the names in his phone logs and who, you know, was on his private jet and all that other stuff. We've seen those names. The big question is, out of those names, who actually committed crimes? Who raped or sexually molested or harassed or did anything with minors or those that did not consent? That's where we are. That entire list. And, you know, not everybody on that list committed a crime. And so that's the information we were supposed to get yesterday. But obviously we did not get it. I've got Alan in Pasadena. Alan, you want to weigh in?
Yeah. Hi, Kim. Pam Bondi, she said the other day on an interview that she had detailed information that make you sick. Over 250 kids or something.
Right.
Where's that information? If she had it in her hand reading it, why can't we see that?
Right. And that's where the questions come in, Alan, is she said that. And she said it on, are you talking about her Jesse Waters interview on Fox News?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then also the FBI, they said the FBI has the forms and they're possibly shredding them. Shouldn't Cash Patel chime in on that?
Yes. And so I guess Pam Bondi told him that she was going to make sure that they did, you know, they got to the office and got there. See, the whole thing sounds like theatrics to me, Alan, because, you know, even though they just got in charge, they are in charge right now. So why wouldn't you kick the door down? And I think this is what Sean Casey was talking about earlier. Why wouldn't you kick the door down in New York and grab the files?
Exactly.
What are you waiting for? You're in charge. Well, Alan, thank you so much. Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend. And so that's the part where it's very confusing, right? It's like, you know, you're the boss. You're the boss. You have agents all over the country and all over the world, to be honest. You have agents. You know, it's not like Pam Bondi and Cash Patel personally have to get on a train and go get the files themselves. They have agents there. Send people you trust to kick the door open and grab whatever files. And I'm with Sean on this, where now they're saying, okay, we'll have some more answers on Monday. Well, you know, when Hillary Clinton's team, they were shredding papers in the basement in regards to the Benghazi chaos. They took the weekend to shred all that stuff up. Why wouldn't these people take the weekend to shred stuff up? Here's the thing. Those that committed crimes on this list, some of them, I'm sure many of them are still alive, and many of them are very rich, you know, wealthy, whatever you want to call it. They have enough money to pay people to make sure this stuff goes away. And if you are telling an FBI agent in a South District of New York that you're going to pay him, let's say, $20 million to make it all go away, and that FBI agent's thinking, okay, so what if I get fired, right? They don't care. They just got $20 million. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of with Matt Walsh on this, where I don't think we are going to know who committed these crimes. I also believe that there are Republicans on the list. And I believe that there's probably a lot of phone calls going over to the Trump administration saying, please don't drop it. I mean, let's just be honest. And this is why I got so upset on Instagram, where people were like, well, Kim, what side are you on? I'm on the side of the American people. In this situation, I'm on the side of the minors and those people that were raped by these individuals. That's what side I'm on. I don't care if they're Republicans. They could be Trumpers for all I don't care. If they committed these crimes, they have to be held accountable. I don't care. If it's Trump himself, he's got to be held accountable. I don't care. I'm not going to choose politics after we find out that somebody did something to some 8-year-old little girl on Epstein's Island. I'm sorry. I'm on the 8-year-old girl side. It's disappointing because, as Alan pointed out, so many other people pointed out, Pam Bondi, she pretended like she had all this information. She went as far as saying the information made her sick to her stomach. As Alan noted, she did say that. She said it was between 200 and 250 young children that were involved in this. Where is that information? That wasn't in the binders. Nothing. So even so, there's a lot of redacted images in those binders. There's nothing to suggest or imply that that information is even being redacted. You see what I'm saying? Like, that information that she talked about on Jesse Waters, none of that's in there. None of it's in there. Not even redacted. It's not there. All right. I just wanted to point that out. I don't think we're ever going to get these files. I could be totally wrong. But I think the deep state, the swamp, I think it's got a lot of powerful people in it and a lot of money. And I would even say that even if an individual that wants to protect those names, they might not be directly involved, but they can be involved in some way, right? And even they would want to protect that information. I think that, you know, we have a lot of people very wealthy in this country and all over the world that have taken advantage of us. And I think even as they blow the door open on USAID and all the tax money that went out the door to just the silliest things across the world, what we're finding out, what we're learning, is what many of us already knew, right? When you follow the money, you will see where all the crimes of corruption are. This is when I ran for office in 2020, and this is what I believed when it came to the billions of dollars that went into Baltimore City after the Freddie Gray riots. If you go to West Baltimore, go to the Penn North Corridor. We were told all that money that was sent via Obama to the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, it was going to take care of that entire area. If you have time, please drive over to Penn North today. Just go to Pennsylvania Avenue North, and you just see for yourself if that money ever hit the ground. The answer is obviously not. And so there's a lot of corrupt individuals that are just fine with allowing our neighbors to live in filth, without actual education opportunities, without career opportunities, with absolutely nothing. And then they'll stand there and in their face, they will tell them it's because of racism. This is what we're dealing with on many levels. I've got Rich and Joppa. Rich, did you want to weigh in on this?
Actually, you kind of switched subjects on me, but I have an opinion on that too. I actually was doing some housing work, and I was trying to get a coalition together to do something around the Pimlico racetrack. And it was just a mess. There were so many properties owned by people that were absentee landlords that weren't taking care of their properties. They were boarded up. They had back taxes. You couldn't get them away from it. There were people living in some of those houses, and there were just bandits going and collecting rent from people who were living in houses that they didn't own.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, it was insanity. It was like, for 4 or 5 months, I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I went to community center meetings. I tried to get a couple buildings to do some affordable housing. They're like, well, you can't get a permit for a fence. I'm like, well, if I don't have a fence, all my tools are going to get stolen. I mean, it was just a nightmare.
Yeah. This is the part they don't talk about, Rich. I don't know if you ever listened to the show. My friend Caroline, she'll call in sometimes because she's revamping property in West Baltimore. But this is what she runs into also every day.
Yeah, you come, I mean, and the dollar houses and the roads have potholes, and you know, and sometimes I actually had a couple people that we had put in a program, and we had gotten them together, gotten their credit together, gotten their income together, where they could afford to buy a house. And then once they could afford to buy a house, they didn't want to live in Pimlico, and they wound up buying a house in Dundalk or Essex or somewhere. You know what I mean?
It's
sad, but I mean, if I lived there and I got my stuff together, my goal would be to get out.
Yeah. No.
You know, and that's just a horrible thing. Now about the whole Epstein thing, that's been a terrible, terrible show, if you know what I mean.
Right.
There's so many things on that subject that just kill me. Like, to me, if you're over 25 years old and you're dating a 17-year-old, you need to go to jail. And some of these guys were 50, 60 years old and doing that stuff. Like, I'm still furious that, Roman Polanski is still in France after raping a 13-year-old. And he had I don't know why Trump doesn't say to Macron, you need to extradite that guy.
Hopefully that gets on his radar.
And they interviewed Harrison Ford, and Harrison Ford was trying to help him get back to America. And now I don't respect Harrison Ford. I can't watch a movie with him in it because he makes me want to vomit. And in the interview, he said, well, back in the early 70s, it was different. Well, back in the early 70s, it wasn't okay for a 40-year-old man to have sex with a 13-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's crazy times we're living in. But the wealthy, the rich, you know, those that can afford to get away with it, that's what they do. It's sad.
Yeah, and I just don't understand it. Like, as the father of two girls, I cannot comprehend anybody thinking it's okay. Anybody sweeping it under a rug. I mean, my biggest fear is that Pam Bondi went through the book and said, oh, crap, I know like eight of these people. Let's come up with another plan.
Right, right. Well, that's what it seems like. Well, Rich,
that's what it feels like to me. And I hope I'm wrong. I really do. You know, but that's what it feels like. It feels like, oh, man, we really screwed up. Jeez, there's like eight people on here that, you know, that I'm friends with. Because, you know, she's from Florida.
Yeah.
And Epstein had the big old place in Florida. And, you know, I mean, who knows who was on that list?
Rich, I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll discuss when we get back.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we were talking about the Epstein files. Terry Noyesville, she writes in a text line, Kim, this is not a good look, to be honest. I don't think we're ever going to get misinformation. I wish, honestly, it would all go away. Love your show. Keep on keeping on. Yeah, Terry, I don't think we're getting it either. I don't believe that we are. Let's see, Joe, you ran. Joe, this is the longest text message I've ever seen, Joe. I'm gonna read a little bit of it. It says, Kim, you criticize that the three people daring enough to call in and use their valuable time to question the claims that you and your colleagues make don't call to talk about the issues in Maryland and Baltimore. Oh, that is true. He says, first off, we can only call once a week for a few minutes. If we're picked up and talked over prematurely, hung up on by your colleagues, not only that, you rarely read my text, so I text almost every day. Joe, how long of a text do you think I'm going to read on this show? All right? I mean, look, if you want to call in today about what's going on in Annapolis, I'm going to ask Brian, the producer, right now to pick up your call. Okay? My thing is, you guys never use that one phone call to call about the Democrats in Annapolis and the fact that they're raising our taxes and putting all these fees on everything. You don't do that. You only call about President Trump or Elon Musk or these people that you don't like in the Republican Party, when most of the issues that you have here in the state of Maryland are from the Maryland legislators. It's from the Maryland legislators. It's not because of Trump and Elon. I mean, think about it. Yeah, you can see some of these federal workers now, they're being bothered because Trump and Elon, they're going in and getting rid of the waste and the fraud. But a lot of these people knew that they weren't doing any work over there. And as we played that caller that called into the Breakfast Club earlier this week, and she's a federal worker for HHS, she said she's glad that the email went out. She's glad that Elon is cutting the fat, because she's somebody that works very hard and she's tired of carrying the load and not getting paid for it. So, and she was black, by the way, Joe. She was a black woman. All right, coming up next, we have a lot to talk about still. I know we didn't get to everything. We do want to talk about the Opportunity Zones. They're back. Also, KJP, former press secretary, she's spilling the beans on what happened with Joe Biden. All that more coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates.